As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, let's jump in. Twins Ticket Tuesday, you'll hear what you've heard before. It'll be pretty clear, and then you call in 651-461-9226. Twins rolling. Let me look at my handy-dandy sheet here.
Third caller, when they hear the thing, gets to go to Prince Night next Tuesday, week from tonight.
The first time a sports team in town is at a Prince Night. No one else has done it. No, everyone has done it, and they're still popular, so why not? The June 10th game against the Rangers. Okay, so let's try to gather and figure out what's going on. 24 law enforcement agents, okay, ICE, FBI, ATF, converge in South Minneapolis at a restaurant. Then let's just read right from Jacob Frey's statement, which you alluded to. I am aware of an operation that federal agents carried out today near Lake in Bloomington. While we're still gathering details, this incident was related to a criminal search warrant for drugs and money laundering and was not related to immigration enforcement. No arrests were made, because my first inclination, Susie, when I read about this and saw it on Twitter and decided this was the time we're going to talk about it, okay, is this just the continuation of immigration enforcement, which is happening all throughout the country, some of it very visible, some of it very popular by the president, and others not as visible, and some very disconcerting. But here is Jacob Frey, clearly an opponent of what Donald Trump has done on the immigration side, to say this was not related to immigration enforcement. Now, you also had the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and the Minneapolis Police Department in the area. And it seems that they are saying, we're showing up for crowd control. We are not actively participating with ICE, ATF. We're there to police the situation. Because Ari pointed this out, and others have, there were many people in that area. Maybe some who worked at the restaurant. Maybe family members. Maybe friends who reacted to this and were very upset and were either directly or borderline trying to stop the arrest. Is that a fair kind of assessment where we're at?
Yes, I would say that's a fair assessment. You know, Minneapolis police, the mayor, the sheriff's department, all coming out with statements. They want to get ahead of this because obviously it's so emotional and it's, you know, a bit of a tinderbox and such, that they are happening, as you said, all over the country, and they are sensitive and probably terrifying if you're involved. However, they said that they wanted to. Lindsay's giving me more information.
Yeah, well, it's happening right now, so right. I totally get it. So it I want is. Us to have the latest. What do you have?
After a federal law enforcement operation was already underway, a crowd began to form. This is from MPD. Officers arrived to ensure crowd control. and that it remains safe. A federal criminal search warrant for drugs and money laundering was executed today, the area of Lake Street in Bloomington. Multiple federal agencies were involved. There were no arrests, they say, at the scene by federal law enforcement executing that warrant. And they were called on to help, as you just said, with crowd control, because it was starting to get tense and emotional with people, as you just said, trying to stop the process from taking place.
Yeah, which cannot happen. Okay, Jacob Frey, Dawana Witt, and Brian O'Hara have been very clear for months and months where they stand, saying,
we're not helping.
We're not helping. This is not what we believe what we're supposed to do. The Trump administration has been very visible on raids and arrests and saying the safety of the country is in jeopardy. This is their view, and it's the administration, that Joe Biden, I'm just pointing out what the Trump administration said, that Joe Biden let too many people in across the border and that we are trying to make the country safer. Okay. They've also said they believe that mayors, sheriff's office, and police chiefs and police departments should be helping. Late last week, they put out a list of counties, including in Minnesota, where they were labeling them as sanctuary counties. You should be helping us, and you are not. There was a pushback from a number of those counties saying, what are you talking about? We shouldn't be included in this in any way. The administration tried to push back and say, we've used this and this data to include you in this. And I know Jason had someone on. The Tribune had a lengthy story yesterday. There's also going to be this, that even though you have the mayor saying this was not immigration enforcement, you are going to have critics of Donald Trump and the administration saying that this is being used as an excuse to pursue immigration violations. Let's see what happens when all of this plays out. Maybe it had zero to do with immigration enforcement. Maybe it did, because if we have crimes and money laundering, the federal government, whether Barack Obama's the president, Joe Biden's the president, or buckle up, everybody, Susan Jones is the president, that happens. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to stop that. It is just going to be noteworthy. Let's just be honest. When Trump runs in 15 and 16 on immigration, that's how he separated himself from his opponents in 15, 16. Then what he did as a contrast to Joe Biden, when again, now this is my personal opinion, Joe Biden was too soft on the border, too soft on the border. And there was an enormous number of individuals who were let in. And then when it was election year, an executive order was offered up, which slowed those numbers dramatically. But Donald Trump, again, running in 23 and 24, said, we're going to make this country safer. And from opening day, there have been raids related to immigration. So, Susie, it's hard to fault people to say, now, wait, what really is this about? Is this about immigration, or is it just normal allegations of money laundering and drugs, and those individuals, including the owner, have the ability to defend themselves, but this isn't tied to what the president's pursuit has been?
I think you're absolutely right, and we won't know probably for a few days, and there might be people that say that, well, they're using the warrant with drugs and money laundering. They know the person's already illegal, so they're going in on another charge, and they're going to get them for the other charge, but then in the meantime, oh, look, they also are undocumented.
Yeah. And
we don't know.
Listen.
It's just so emotional, and the minute there's a spark that it's happening, everybody is, particularly, you know, Lake and Bloomington is a very large Hispanic community.
It is.
You know.
It is.
Prospering businesses on Lake Street.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And again, let's get to this part of the debate, too. There are many people who are Donald Trump supporters who will say, if there, any of this is immigration related, will say, anyone who's in this country illegally, they've committed a crime, get them out. Others will say, now, wait a second. If it's individuals who've been here for 5, 10, 15 years, and they've integrated themselves into society, they have a job, they have a family, these are really the individuals we're targeting. And, I mean, there's a story out of New England the other day where there was this 18-year-old kid who's been here, I think, since he was 5, who was arrested at 18. Then, obviously, Dave, you chime in here, too. We've had court cases where the administration has continued to do things. They've pushed back against lower court rulings. They've said, listen, this is the Trump administration. He is the chief executive officer. If he's going to, I saw Stephen Miller make this argument the other day. If he, Donald Trump, has to listen to every, lower level court, whatever is going to happen in this country? Do we just have everything go through the hundreds of lower courts before the president of the United States offers ruling? And then Dave, the other side says, yeah, this, you know what that's called? Checks and balances. Checks and balances. So this story is layered with a lot of conflicting information, a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of legitimate crime. And then, Dave, is this simply, it was just this business, which happens to employ Hispanic individuals and has nothing to do with immigration enforcement, as some are saying? Or will some say what Susie said? It is an excuse. It is an excuse to go with those charges. We then find people there. We find out if they're legal or illegal or undocumented, if you prefer that term, and then they are potentially removed from the country.
Of those two scenarios, the answer is the same for each. Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. The crowd that shows up, you can argue that you should probably wait until you have the facts. If the facts are it's immigration related, well, then you've missed the boat on your chance to take a stand against ICE and what you feel they're doing wrongly in America to people that are here illegally for, as you said, a few months, many, 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 many years.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, you'd like to wait, you know, just like, you know, as you said, with Donald Trump and, you know, pushing lower court decisions aside or just ignoring those decisions. You'd like to wait. And then if we wait in this country, nothing ever gets done. So, you know, as you said, it's layered.
It is. And and again, this is Jacob Fry. Okay. Jacob Fry an outspoken opponent of Donald Trump and the raids. Okay. This is the quote from the mayor, who has very different views from the president of the United States. I am aware of the operation federal agents carried out today near Lake in Bloomington. Okay. This is South Minneapolis. While we're still gathering details, this incident was related to a criminal search warrant for drugs and money and laundering and was not related to immigration enforcement. No arrests were made. So if you want to believe, Susie, the Trump administration and what they did today with ICE, FBI, ATF, you know who's backing them up on this was not related to immigration enforcement? Democrat Trump opponent Jacob Frey.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, again, the easier way to come on here would be hot talk radio and have the opinion. We're trying to flesh out some of the facts and remind you about what's going on. So really good work by you, Susie. Thank you so much for joining us.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.